Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good evening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Hey, keep that dial tuned in because you're tuned into the right station.
You're tuned into Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Bismarck is on the radio right now.
Hey, turn our dial up, turn our dial up, turn our dial up. It's coming on, it's coming on.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk, let's talk, let's talk.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk. Let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk,
let's talk. Yeah, this is Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3, and it's Friday night. Yeah, we're going to have a good evening tonight. Yeah, you're tuned into the right station. The number is 1-917-889-2678. And don't forget, tonight we're going to be having the first Liberia Recording Artist Forum tonight, where we're going to have a panel of five recording artists sitting in and discussing music in Liberia,
Radio
in the world, and talking about how Liberian artists and music can relate to the growth and the development of Liberia.
So stay tuned,
man. We're tuned in with Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3.
10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Yeah, this is Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Yeah, it's the 10 o'clock show. Let's talk. My 50 minutes down the hour. The number is 1-917-889-2678. Hey, what's going on, my brother?
What's going on, world? What's going on, Bismarck, man? Puro God, man. Puro God,
hey, what's up? Introduce yourself to the world, man.
Hey, man. Special things. First off, the guy, you know, for just being here, and to every ears that's listening right now, man, and showing love to what you're doing for the community, you know, Liberia, Africa, and as a whole, the world, you know. Positive vibes, man. It's a blessing to be here. You know, I'm a musician slash activist slash entrepreneur who just about, you know, spreading love between our community and uplifting the community and spreading positive vibes for us to come together. That's all it is, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So this LIB recording artist,
Puruga Takbo, see now, of the 420 International Crew.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, welcome to Radio Tour 101.3. So hold on there. We're going to have the rest of the guys coming in. So while you hold on, let's get into something new by Peter Cole from the song If You're Ready, I'm Steady. We got Portugal on the line right now. He's here with Radio Talk 101.3, so sit back, world. He's going to be talking to you in a minute. So you're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismar.
Blood fire there. A large man. You're like a star, you be from afar. That's just what you are. C'est quelque chose que tu dois savoir.
Understand.
Like a guitar fit for a zar. Like a burning cigar.
She's a sweeter.
Tu es tout en ta mame et moi.
Recording artist with the new track, If You're Ready, I'm Steady. You know, here's a little information about his upcoming tour in Liberia. For those in Liberia, he will be in Liberia during the month of December 2010. He will have a concert in Banga, Bong County, December 4th, 2010, at the administrative building. Admissions, Liberian dollars, $100, Liberian dollars. Ganta, Nimba County, December 10 and 11 at Beer Garden Club. Admissions, 150 Liberian dollars and 100 Liberian dollar. In Monrovia, December 19 at Palms Beach. Admissions, U.S. $5. You appreciate whatever you can do to promote these events. So turn out to the Liberian people. Peter Cole is coming, so watch out. Yeah, we're going to put you guys on the line right now. And you're listening to Radio Talk 101.3. What's going on, my brother?
Everything blessed, my man. Everything blessed. And it's Puruga, man. Just letting the people know, man, I'm, you know, representing for the folks making that connection to, you know, to with our roots. You know, we got a lot of individuals coming up in America who sometimes they like to shy away from the Africanness. So, you know, I definitely put that out there. Puruga, Takpo, Fina, the Bassa, the Gigo, and I put the Fina on the end there. So it's a blessing to be here, man.
Puruga. Yeah, that's what's up. I like that track you sent us, a Break Change, you know what I'm saying?
Break from the chains.
Yeah. I mean, what motivated you into writing that song, man?
Well, I mean, for those who got the chance to hear it, it just came out of me just sitting back and just looking at, you know, my life and, you know, our heritage, you know, Liberians, our whole history, and constantly being victim of people who, you know, we have, you know, have deep-seated scars between ourselves, but a lot of times there's other people that have their hand in our, you know, conflicts and situations. A lot of times we don't put them out there. We don't acknowledge them, and it falls between us. We always blaming everybody, and you know we don't put their hand on, you know, some of the Western influence.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So
that's what's up. Pretty good. We got 302 on the line. We got 302 with us. What's up? What's up? Area code 302. What's up?
That's a young supporter. What's going on?
Hey, what? We're gonna get into our song right now. Break Change. Since you just talked about it, I won't get into it, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, this song Break Chains by Puruga, LIB recording artist on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck.
No. America, first generation, the whole culture, comedy is life.
Many times I wish I stayed in LIB way longer. Had time to grow, build memories stronger.
Are you
but then they may not have been sweet Liberia. More like war from the city to the interior. They did that country wrong, I blame stepmama. They do it all over the world, they like to a flower. But then we blame ourselves for the shit they cause. Today they should pay for all the lies that was lost. Cause God on our side, been at the bottom so we can only rise. Oh my, then he can hear all your cries. It's gonna be alright, so wipe their tears on your eyes. The love of liberty, though the road was bittersweet. Our history done built the foundation for a legacy. Long as LIB blood in my veins, it only makes sense that I break from the chains. So I break from the chains, hey ya, break from the chains, hey ya. Break from the cheese, yeah, God. I said, break from the cheese, yeah, God. I said, break from the cheese, yeah, break from the cheese, yeah, God. I said, break from the cheese, yeah, God. I said, break from the cheese, my people, break from the cheese. Come on, you gotta come on.
pray for their sins. I said, pray for their sins. Pray for their sins. Say a prayer for their sins. I said, pray for their sins. My people pray for their sins. I gotta be a member. Say a prayer for their sins. Pray for their sins. My people pray for their sins. I gotta be a member. Pray for their sins. How can ignorance be bliss, man? Liberty is paradise. You need to tell me living as a slave is a better life. Locked in the mental prison. Clouded out, block your vision. Blinded from your true potential. Everybody got a mission. I gotta live my life to be free of stress. There's so many aim higher than the chief of staff. And that's enough to make us slow cry. Some of us will go wild. All we know is that it hurts and that it's no lie. Cause it's hard tripping through what's been all day. One turn on the right path to tell your pain. Then you're feeling like a captain when they jump off boat. Like a slave on a ship when they give up hope. Nah, that's sort of what I'm destined to be. Has to break any negative thought. Life is a blessing, you see. Cause I live free to see my destiny. I told God I'm a stock that's invested in me. When I put from your jeans, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, put from your jeans, yeah, yeah.
Chris DeShield. Man, we're happy to have you, man, on the Librarian Recording Artist Forum tonight. We're talking about Librarian music in Liberia and the world, and also talking about Librarian artists and music impact on the Librarian social life and the lives of the Librarians. So, Chris DeShield, hey, we're happy to have you, man.
Yeah, man, what's up, man?
We thank God for life, my brother.
I got you. No, I got your back. You got me over here, baby. You already know.
Yeah, you know, Chris is a busy man. Hey, Chris, you got Portugal on the line right now to a library recording artist.
Okay, I want to know who that.
What's going on, man? You know, Chris Shield, man, I definitely been, you know, seeing you do your thing for a while. You know, I know 2C, there's some music with them down in ATL, so, man, big respect, man. I appreciate what you're doing for, you know, for yourself and for, you know, LIV. So.
Appreciate it, man. I was up all day, you already know.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah, but so, okay, what we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about music in Liberia, and, you know, it's been a while since Liberian art has been doing their thing, you know, and it's not that, you know, they don't have it. You know, I just got the question. I mean, what's been causing the after effect that other artists from other areas been having that, you know, Liberian artists haven't had? I know the Liberian people hardly support their own, you know what I'm saying?
Let me put my two cents in. First off, you know what I'm saying? I think is a lot of Liberian artists that come here and they don't want to identify with being Liberian in the first place. And we're in America. We ain't in Liberia, and we're doing music in somebody else's country, and niggas don't want to be identified with who they are. So, first of all, we got to be able to do that. And I tell everybody, man, strength in numbers. If we squad up,
Exactly.
He squat up and be like, L's up. Me, I don't care. Like, I was throwing L's up before I even knew L's was going to be thrown up heavy like that. You know what I'm saying? But L's is what it is. I've been rap, that's who I am. That's just what it is. I don't care, black, that's just what it is. So, and I think if we all did that, strength and numbers, we'll rock, man, and support each other. That's at the end of the day.
And, you know, to add to that, I definitely agree with that. You know, tell you the truth, I feel there's somebody, some dudes in the industry right now, in the rap industry, that LIP, they know they can be eating Tuggy and Kasali, and you know, you don't know it until you hear so-and-so, you hear so-and-so, or that so-and-so mom, or it's like nobody's representing. So I feel it's going to take this next new wave of folks who really holding it down and, you know, representing, you know, I mean, not being ashamed of, you know, their roots.
I mean, dog, we got
I agree with you guys, man. I agree with you guys. I mean, we can see that, you know, Liberians, you know, they have a long trait of not being entrepreneurs, you know what I'm saying? If you look at the back history of Liberia, you hardly seen and Liberian-owned businessmen in Liberia, you know what I'm saying? During those days, they called musicians or recording artists, they called them grown-up boys, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I can see the progress in Liberian recording artists now around the world, you know what I'm saying? And from the we got a lot of cats we play on our station. You know, we love them. We love you guys. You know what I'm saying? We love the Liberian Music Award. And upcoming this month is the first annual Liberian Hip Hop Awards. What do you guys think about it?
Sure, man. That's definitely showing growth. It's definitely showing unity. It's definitely showing, you know, elevation within the Liberian community. And, you know, as far as you know, taking this thing to the next level, it's also sometimes you got a gap between the younger generation and the older generation as well. It's like for a long time, you know, the younger folks is doing their music, the older folks are just, you know, haven't taken it as seriously, you know what I mean? But now that, you know, we get into a level where it's like, okay, we can actually make some money off of this and, you know, take care of things. Because I know you didn't just pop up out of nowhere, you know what I mean? I'm sure you've been on the grind, my man. I'm sure you've been on the grind and been through it with, your people as far as, you know, why you following this music, you got to do this, you got to do that.
Shit,
but
man, now, people don't know the half. I started in a group, my dude. I was in an R&B group called Erratic in Boston.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We would go that way. We did a couple of shows with B2K back in the day. It was supposed to do the band thing. But then all the other people there started getting girls in pregnant, so I had to throw the deuces. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So,
I had crazy in the beginning of getting the girls pregnant.
They
got that first experience with groupie love and that's it. It's finished.
Oh, shit. I was like, nigga, nah.
You know, but look, gentlemen, this is very serious, gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? You know, to see unity among the Liberians, it's very hard to see that. I see other nationalities, you know, the Guineans, the Ivorians, the Nigerians, the Ghanaians. They support their own, you know what I'm saying? They support their own, but we don't. You know what I'm saying?
I think that would change, man. I got a feeling, man. I got a feeling that was
that's bad, you know? It's changing. It's changing. We got to
go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, I also like to speak it into existence as well, man. Let's say I feel it as changing right now as we speak. You know what I mean? Like even you having this opportunity for us to do this right now is, you know, is big. You know what I mean? So definitely, you know, again, a blessing, much respect for what you're doing. You know, this Mark and, you know, all these internet radio stations. This is a beginning.
Appreciate
we're doing.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I just came out of nowhere with that. I give LIB people something to hold on to, at least to vibe with. You know what I mean? So like, they get to doing that regular day to day, they can take that and go home for a second. So that's what it is.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, I just got tired with it and figured, look, it's about time somebody do something. You know what I'm saying? In the interest of all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Truth, truth.
Hey, Bismarck.
What's
up? RJ on the line.
Yeah, this RJ on the line. RJ, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
You got Chris Seal. You got, I thought you got on the line, man.
Oh, that's what's up. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, RJ, man? Put a guy on this, man. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, just building, trying to take this thing to the next level.
Right, right.
Yeah, RJ look like he drank. Yeah, how you so big? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Just got in and stuff.
Yeah, to the world, that's RJ LIB recording artist, RJ. He just joining
what's up,
us
people?
On the Liberian Recording Artist Forum. You know, we're talking about Liberian music in Liberia and around the world, you know, and the effect, you know, and what's been causing the kind of big bang delay, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What do you think?
I think it's a lack of support. That's what I think. I think it's a lack of support for our music. You know, it's like, you know, a lot of Liberians have that stereotypical mindset, like, okay, we know this man, you know, he a Liberian just like me, so, you know, I don't have to push to support him like I would have to support a Jay-Z or a Method Man or something like that, you know. That's like the biggest
right.
problem in me.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's been the issue. RJ just threw something in the pot, you know, huh?
Yeah, and you're right. Like I said, hopefully that changes
you know,
with the LOA.
Do y'all also feel, I mean, this is Poodle speaking, I got a question to throw out there, you know, do y'all also think the, you know, the conflict also played a role because, you know, a lot of these other countries that we're talking about in recent years, you know, the Civil War was may not have been to the extent of the Liberian Civil War, and throughout that time that it pushed, you know, our before the war,
yeah.
you know, Liberians was
mm-hmm.
always musically inclined. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
that's true. I do agree with that though. This RJ
mm-hmm.
speaking. I do agree with that because you got to think about it. Before the war even came, Liberia's music was just getting to that place that it was about to cross over. You had this dude, Harry E., making Sweet Red Rose. This dude had a video, like, you know, a video like something you would see maybe now or something on the beach, you know, got a beautiful girl, the whole concept, you know? And then the war
mm-hmm.
came
yeah,
and
yeah,
they just
yeah,
took
I remember Harry
everything
E., yeah.
back, you know? So
yeah,
I think it's
I mean,
this
you
know,
you're
part.
Talking about the days of the late Tikpa Nimlan, you know, Big Steve, you know, Jesse Instant Phone, you know, the Roots Man, Ebenezer Pratt, you know,
right.
all these, Howard Daisy Moore, Fatou Gayflow, you know. I mean, I was in studio with these cats, you know what I'm saying? And I tell you, man, peace be to this, the soul of Tikpa Nimlan, you know, the Black and Tan Man. I mean, that
right.
was a character.
I mean, it's so true. It's so true. It's like we were making music back then that had, you know, things not happen the way they did. I'm thinking we would have been bigger and been out way more than we are now. It's like we just starting from scratch now to come up there and cross over and let the world know what Liberian music is, you know?
That's true. That's true. You know, before the war, you know, you had a studio like Cross Atlantic Studio you know, with Tony Cabadere. You had Alonzo Thompson Studio up in Habel. You know what I'm saying? Those were professionally built studios that were coming up, you know, in the system.
Yeah.
And also since then, I mean, like, just the image of Liberia as a whole, you know, it's like, all right. You have a whole, let's say, 20 years of just, you know, a culture that hadn't really been get a chance to get cultivated. But
right.
I feel like right now is the time where, you know what I mean, all right, that whole vibes is, you know, if we use music as a, you know what I mean, as a healing and as a, you know, a cultivating device, like we're going to shine, you know what I'm saying, like Lone Star's supposed to.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, you
that's
know,
true. You know,
music is a universal language. You know, it's a natural healing. How you call it? Substance or whatever. You know, but you know, I'm proud of the Liberian musicians. You know, in America, in Liberia, and around the world. You know, what I'm saying with that versatile. You know, sound going around from Liberia, you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you listen to Liberian recording artists, you're like, damn, from LIB, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's like you go to most of the artists now, you go to that live show, you know, live performance, and you got people saying they're like, wow, you know, they're African. So they got that stereotypical way of thinking, like it's supposed to sound like this. You got to be running around with horny and nose or something, you know. But now they look at us and like, God, you know, they can cross over. They're making music that can compete against the American market, the European market, and all that. You know, so, I mean, there's a lot of talent out there, a lot of talented Liberian artists, and they're really doing the thing, for real.
Yeah, that's true. We got the Liberian Hip Hop Award coming up this Thanksgiving weekend. You guys hold on for a minute.
Welcome to the first annual Liberian Hip Hop Award, going down on Thanksgiving weekend in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Friday, November 26th, Liberian Hip Hop Awards, VIP meet and greet, welcome bash, 10 p.m. till the early morning. Saturday, November 27th, Liberian Hip Hop Awards Show, Red Carpet Premiere, 6 p.m. till 7:45. Award Show, 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. After Party, 11 p.m. to the early morning. After Party is at the same location. Sunday, November 28th. Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. African Moguls Foundation fundraiser for the Tupac Amuru Shakur Foundation at the TASF Center. 100% proceeds will be donated to the Tupac Center. Sunday night, 10 p.m. to the early morning, VIP farewell bash. All the events during the Liberian Hip Hop Awards weekend will be held at the same location. Free parking all weekend long. See you there. Peace.
Yeah, you're listening to Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the program Let's Talk. And tonight, we're having the program, the forum, Liberian Recording Artists Forum, here on Radio Talk 101.3. We got Chris DeShield on the line. We got Portugal on the line. And we got RJ on the line. So, ladies and gentlemen, keep a dial tuned into Radio Talk 101.3. We're going to get back to the artists for more conversation. But let's dabble into a little bit of music, a couple of their tracks.
You're tuned in to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Bismarck is on the radio right now.
Yeah, Bismarck is on the radio right now, so keep your dials tuned in because we're going to be grinding this evening, this 10 o'clock show. We're going to get into something by Chris DeShield, the song In the Jungle from the album Coming to Madrid.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, somebody gon' get it tonight. What I talk to. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, somebody gon' get it tonight.
Get a Chris go.
From away, from away. Came from Africa to stay. Riding on this now, shot at ice every day. Looking so fresh with my true religion jeans on. Driving through the street with my Batman jeans on. From the blind side, but I ain't an accident. Now I'm in the two-way, yeah. I have to take away, yeah. Translation. I got that work, you can get it in Jim Jones, but I be ballin', ballin'. Messin' with my money, you be crawling, crawling. This is so easy, I be yawning. Keep my feet up like an old lady in the garden.
A god?
Somebody got him when I got the rock. I pitch it on the court and I pitch it on the block. And if you don't know, homie, this is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. Say, this is why I'm hot. Oh, in the jungle, the mighty jungle, somebody gon' get it tonight.
mixtape coming soon.
It's Young Cold to my
album coming soon.
Why
I just walked in and did this. Feel like a rapper or something. It's nothing. I do this in my sleep, bro. Oh,
from the album Coming to My Dreams.
You're tuned in to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. Bismarck is on the radio right now.
Yeah, we're back with the LIB recording artists on the LIB recording artists forum tonight. We got Chris Portugal and RJ here tonight. What's up, guys? Let's get back to what we're talking about, you know. Anybody got something they want to throw in there so we can dabble on it?
Pudu, I got a lot of questions. Do you think there's something that we have as a voice or a responsibility as artists to shed light, you know, on, you know, the situation over there? You know, I mean, let's say, like, the image that a lot of people have of Liberia right now, a lot of people have negative things, and I feel like with music, you know, we're sort of like we ambassadors.
Right.
Do you think that we have that responsibility to put certain things out there?
Before Portugal even answer that question, you just said something that touched me, and I wanted to speak about that. You know, I want every Liberian recording artist, to know that they are Liberian musical ambassadors to the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You see, George Weah today is called Liberian soccer ambassador. People are more ambassadors because you people are dedicated to your craft and you represent Liberia in every way, form, and fashion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
And despite the ups and downs here and there, you've still been carrying on. So Portugal, you can drop yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I know me for one, I'm part of a movement or 420 crew, 420 International Coalition. It's like we have a lot of influence talking about positive and uplifting vibes. You know, we had a little party songs or whatnot, but I noticed that some of the shows we did, it's like sometimes we are Liberian people, we like to party. You know what I'm saying? We love the party and it's good, you know, everything to party. But it's like sometimes we're putting these messages in there. It's like sometimes it wasn't received. And more so now it's getting more received. But I just wanted to get some other people's opinion on just, you know, having that type of, those type of vibes in the music. And do you think it's necessary, or do you think that, you know, or just have a balance, or, you know what I mean?
I think as far as music, it doesn't have to, you don't have a responsibility, you write what you feel. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just because you're a Liberian person, don't mean you got to go write a song about every Liberian issue just because you feel like you want to be in it. That's what you feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, the record, I mean, me and 2C did a record on 106. The record was called Walk Out. Wasn't doing that song just because to only represent Liberia. We were doing that song because that's what we was. And we're, you know, talking about us as artists as well. Also with the country, so you got to be true to yourself first before, you know,
exactly,
you take away any other responsibility.
What you got to say about RJ?
Okay, I'm a little half and half, right? It's like this. As artists, you know, like he said, you got to be true to yourself. You got to be true to yourself, or else, you know, you're gonna put out stuff that's not representing you. You know, it's like most of us, you know, went through the whole war thing, and you know, some, you know, you have some artists that you know, their music is more on the soft side or, you know, R&B, the love side or whatever. And then you have some artists that are like a Tupac-ish kind of, you know what I'm saying? They're going to come and give it to you raw, you know? And I guess it just depends on the artist. Yeah, you know, you do have some artists out there that might just want to get some recognition, so they will have some graphic videos that would just, like, blow your mind, like, oh, my God, you know? But then you do have artists that are sending a message that, you know, war isn't good, and these are the effects of war and all that kind of stuff. So I'm, like, half and half on the topic, you know?
Yeah, bro. I mean, he just raised a good point. RG just raised a good point.
Yeah, it was a
you
great
know,
point.
I've kind of been following the you remember the hip hop conference they had you know in the U.S. They somehow had it televised sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And they were talking about how these artists were exploiting women, you know, on their videos and all of that. You know, RG just hit a point. What do you guys think about it, man?
Think about what?
Exploiting women. I mean, you guys be doing videos too, you know what I'm saying? You guys are artists. What do you think about a provocative, you know, appearance or, you know, appeal in the music, you know? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I have two cents on that. Like, you know, back to what Chris was saying earlier about, just being true to yourself, you know,
true to
being
yourself,
able to, yeah, because it's like, even with, let's say, the American hip-hop, African-American hip-hop that you got out there, it's like, all right, some folks will make a song talking about they go to the club and they do this, and they, you know, they got all the girls and this and that, but then they have, you know, the side of them where they have, they are at home, and they have
that's
a wife
true,
and kids. You know what I mean? And then in their song, too, somebody would say, oh, well, they're just doing it for the song. They're just doing it for the song. But then they'll be in the song. They're telling you that they're keeping it real and everything that they spit in their rhymes is for real. You got to think. Same thing with the gun talk and that. It's like, oh, it's just on the, it's only on the music side. But then you want to tell them the music side that you spit real and the other dudes that talk about it.
The difference is you listen to music to dance. You don't listen to music for life advice. You listen to music to party, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you listen to music for life advice, you be doing some crazy. You be in jail right now.
Oh no! But the thing is, cause though, it's not about us, you know, who know better. But they got kids who don't really have any
influence.
Type of guidance.
And that's true.
And
right,
you can easily get influenced by that. So it's not, you know.
You're right. I mean, they got a lot of kids that are not parenting well.
You know, you
have
to realize
that
music is very influential, you know.
Okay,
it's the universal language, you know. Music should have an impact in a person's life, you know. Music should be life-changing, you know. I mean, you have different kinds of music that, you know, appeal to people in different ways, but don't let it be in a destructive way.
Okay,
you got kids out there. You got your kids out there listening to it, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, what you
not
think?
Not to cut you off, right, but this RJ, okay, here's what I'm saying. To be honest with it, right, it's like, you see, artists is like one of the freest art forms out there, you know? It's like
true.
Music out there, you're writing from the heart, you're writing from your soul, you know what I'm saying? People, to some extent, got to be responsible for what their kids listen to. You know, they can tell their kids, you know, this, okay, you like this music, it's music.
True that.
You're not supposed to take, and that's the main problem with, like, most of the gangster music out now and all that kind of stuff. It's like, people don't, you know, most of those kids don't know the difference between art and reality. You know what I'm saying? They try to blend the two together.
That.
It's like, oh, yeah, Jeezy running around, you know, shooting people and stuff, you know?
Yeah,
but
you just gave
like
me a song concept, dog, talking about art and reality. That's deep.
I mean, see what I'm saying, right? So that's what my real artists are doing, too. It's like we're giving out a message, you know, we're telling a story. We're not saying, yeah, we're doing this, and, you know, we disrespect women, and that's the only way we look at women. Yeah, you know, we're men, you know. We might find women attractive, and in some way we're showing their beauty, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, That's all I'm saying. You know, people should talk to the kids like, yeah, you like that song? It's a good song, but, you know, it's music. It's art. Don't take it for every word, you know?
True that. Honestly, just, you know, it's very interesting to talk to, you know, librarian recording artists. These are guys that, you know, write for a living, you know, they do it, you know, that's something they love to do, and they do it to the best, you know. They pour their hearts and soul into it, and you know what I'm saying? He just schooled the world again, you know, parental guidance, you know what I'm saying? Parents have to be responsible. But before we get out of here, guys, let's get into something about RJ, you know. And then we're going to get back to the artist before we get out of here. Right. But let's get into something by RJ called Time Is Up.
Yeah, it's your boy RJ. Yeah, it's your boy RJ. Yeah, it's your boy RJ.
I know you're going to dig this.
Yeah, it's your boy RJ.
Yo, they not ready.
Nasty Nate. Yep. Dedicated to all you washed up players out there. You want me to say?
Okay.
Your time's up.
I'm reloaded.
Tick tock, time's up. I'm not feeling it. She's not your girl, so stop thinking it. Got the corner, them roses, you killing it. Never got a number, but claim you been hitting it. I'm feeling her, you sweating her. New kid on the block, and I'm doing her. You sort of a my prisoner. Keep dreaming, she loves you, don't get enough. I'm the man of her dream, so stop faking it. Keep on making her scream, so stop looking in. Kiss a dream goodbye, cause your history never been so close, so get the hell out the way. I'm touching her, you jerking off. You smelling her socks and I'm bathing her. I'm loving her, you stalking her. I'ma pop some crystal, stop sticking her.
Tick-tick-tick-tock, I'm really not having it. Fuck with the kid, your time is up anyway. I'm who she wants to be, get up right away. Fuck with RJ, he got you in that away. That away, that away, that away. I'm really not having it. Fuck with the kid, your time is up anyway. I'm who she wants to be, get up right away. Fuck with RJ and get your rig that away.
Oh yeah, crazy for this one, RJ. Your boy Nasty Nate. Your time is up. Oh yeah, your time is up, but keep on moving. Faster process, today I'm glooming.
Oh, yeah.
Shining, trying to get one touch. Ever seen two niggas as fly as us? Be the best. Every time we fly, we touch money. So baby, come fly with us. Plus, really ain't no need for the rush. So come back to my place so we can discuss positions. A bit in that you the shit. She got this MC Hammer cause she too legit. RJ, Nasty, how true is this? You make a grown man cry if you resist. So swing my way, the things I say can make our love rock like this Sade. I'm so parquet, that means I'm butter. Your time is up, nigga, did I stutter?
Tick-tock, I'm really not having it. Fuck with the kid, your time is up anyway. I'm who she wants to be, get up right away. Fuck with RJ, and get your rig that away.
That away.
I'm really not having it. Fuck with the kid, the time is up anyway. I'm who she wants to be, it up right away. Fuck with RJ and get your wig that away. That away,
I'm back. RJ,
I'ma put you to bed and start licking it. From your head to your toes and then back again. Sucking all of your thighs before licking it. Got you really moaning, but soon you'll be grabbing it. You telling me, please put it in. Beat it up with my stick and then make a scream. I'm going deep, you feeling me. Make a body to shake and come on me.
Yeah. Shibboard RJ. I bet you didn't think I was coming back, did you? Nasty Nate, up in the studio. Guess what, suckers? I'm back!
Yeah, that was an R.I.B. recording artist. Ira J with the song Time Is Up. Mm-hmm. Hey, gentlemen, we are about time to get out of here, and I really appreciate you guys coming through, making this forum a very interesting one, you know what I'm saying? A lot of words of wisdom and knowledge, you know what I'm saying? You guys can drop a word or two before we get out of here, one of each of you.
It's your boy, Christian Shield. Keep the dream alive. God first.
Right. This RJ, you know, wait up. You know, the new album's coming out soon called R&B, my sixth installment. Just want to send a shout-out to the Most High. You know, my family, my boy Mo, you know, kicking it in the studio and stuff. My boy Lee. Peace out, L.I.B.
Definitely, it's Purugata, Paul Fee, now with the 420 International crew. Definitely want to give thanks to the Almighty God for, you know, bringing us all to here together. You know, shout out to all my fam, two little sisters, Leah, Lima, you know, Georgia Living King on the LIB side, Africa Child, and, you know, and to the radio station for, you know, for bringing us together as well.
Oh, yeah, big up.
Yeah, gentlemen, I really appreciate you guys coming, and I was kind of looking forward to us doing this thing, you know, tomorrow, same time, same station.
Okay, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, tomorrow, 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Same time, same station. Look, this
All
is
right.
interesting, man, you know what
That's
I'm saying?
Cool.
I mean, I would really like for us to do this more often. I will keep calling on you guys, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
You know, hey, don't forget Radio Talk 101.3 got the Liberian top 10 songs coming up, you know, of the week, you know, every week.
Okay.
So you guys be listening out for that, too.
Most definitely.
Yo, fellas, nice chat with y'all, man. I'm about to throw the deuces, man.
All right, man.
I really appreciate you guys coming through, Chris, Portiga, RJ. You know, God bless. You know what I'm saying? I'll keep in touch with you guys if we can make it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? We'll communicate, you know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Yeah.
No problem.
I look forward to tomorrow evening, you know what I'm saying? If you guys can commit to it, that would be cool, too.
I'm gonna do it. 10 o'clock.
I'll be there too. What the hell? I'll be there.
Poodle. Yeah.
This RJ, I'll be there.
Yeah, Poodle.
RJ. What's up, Chris?
Gonna
be there too, right?
Okay.
I mean, if you can make it, you can make it.
That's not bad. You know what I'm saying? You were here tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Poodle and RJ gonna be on. Maybe some other guys will join us tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Cool, that's what's up.
Yeah, but blessing to you all, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you guys dropping through. Much love, you know, y'all have a blessed evening, you know what I'm saying? And we look forward to tomorrow, same time, same station, you know what I'm saying? Kudu, RJ, Chris, peace out.
Peace out, man.
All right, thanks. Yeah, that was MLB recording artist, Kudu Girl, RJ, and Chris DeShield. Right here on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. We're going to get out of here. Have a blessed evening. You know, love, peace, and happiness. You know, one love. Most of all, Jesus love you. And be safe. Drive safely. Don't drink and drive. Buckle up. Hey, it's Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3.
What up, world? It's Jody.
101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Bismarck would holler at you later. Peace.